give me a cigarette, will you?
Frank, I'm fresh out.
What, again, man?
Yeah, I ain't had no cigarette since we did that last tour.
Well, look, where's Red?
I don't know. We're supposed to have a session today. Red's supposed to be here.
Crazy.
Well, look, man. Look, Red's coming in now. Come on in, Red.
Hey, Red, come on in and blow some.
Hey, Red. With this kind of music going on, you know I can't play that slow.
Well, the way you want it.
That's yours in fact. Let me see. Hey, fellas, hold up there a minute. Hold up there. Let's get in a groove like this.
Thank you. Back in the jungle. Hungawa.
It's the hounds. Denwa. Oh, I feel horrible.
Yeah, but the vibrations sound good.
The good I'm picking up good vibrations.
Sending them out.
Yeah, that was Earl Palmer and the Party Timers with Johnny's House Party, part one.
Can never have enough echo. It's like garlic.
Counting backwards, we heard Lee Allen strolling with Mr. Lee, Bill Parker and Oink, Edgar Blanchard and Mr. Bumps, opened with Red Price Sock and Rock and Roll Party.
Good one it was.
And, well, if you're smart, you can go out right now to the center stage of Central Park and see the Swan Silvertones with Reverend Claude Jeter.
Hustle up there. They're usually on time up there.
Yeah, but what we have for you today, we do have a good one, even though it's summertime and we usually try not to work too hard. We're going to work hard. We got the new Neil Young record for Vomset today. It's not out. It's not going to be out for
a
while.
Not even on the presses yet.
It's really great. It's like the best one since Russ Never Sleeps. Maybe better than that.
And you didn't think he had it in him.
Yeah.
Ben knew.
Yeah. I had given up on him until that Cocaine Eyes thing, and then,
in the free world.
That was good, but this is amazing. We heard it last night at the bar through twice. It cleared the bar. It's brutal. And then we also got some Vicious Stones outtakes. We got some more of that unreleased Hazel Atkins album. We got tickets for Joe Clay, rockabilly legend. Haha. Love that, right? He'll be in town next Friday.
He'll be at
Maxwell's in Hoboken. We're going to give away some tickets for that. Then we got the usual Hillbilly Hangover, Blues Hangover. Tons of scratchy rock and roll records.
A Vibe Report.
A Vibe Report from Texas. We got this set I've dubbed Monkey Shines.
Uh-huh.
And News for Morons, of course. The info next week, we'll be doing this thing live from Avenue A, Hounds Hangover Hop. At Brownies, 169 Avenue A, you're all invited. We're come down, we're going to get raving drunk and stupid on the air and have a great time. Special guests, prizes.
Everything.
And booze. All right, let's kick it off now. By the way, this entire show is our Pearl Bailey tribute. These are all records that Pearl Bailey would have hated. So she's dead, so we can play them. Kick it off with Billy Smith.
Ah! Said that.
Well, walk about, you talk about, you shake them up, but you bowl, how do you haul? Well, I walk about, you talk about, you shake them up, but you bowl, how do you haul? Hey, I walk about, you talk about, you shake them up, but you bowl, how do you haul? Well, she's a pretty little gal, and she got great big blue eyes. Yeah, she's a pretty little gal, and she got great big blue eyes. When she look at me, well, I think I'm in paradise. Well, walk about, you talk about, you shake them up, but you pull, how do you all? Well, I walk about, you talk about, you shake them up, but you pull, how do you all? Well, I walk about, you talk about, you shake them up, but you pull, how do you wrong? Like a cat a swinging on a rusty gate. She dances like a cat a swinging on a rusty gate. And she go like a partridge 24 hours late. Well, talk about you, talk about you, shake 'em up, but you bowl, how do you all? Well, I walk about your dog, about your shake 'em up, about your bowl, now how do you haul? Wait, I walk about your dog, about your shake 'em up, about your bowl, now how do we wrong? When I blow my whistle, baby, start tuning your horn. Ooh, when I blow my whistle, baby, start tuning your horn. And then I started shaking like a jelly horn across the moon. Well, don't go about you, don't go about you, shake them up, but you bowl, how do you all? Well, I won't go about you, don't go about you, shake them up, but you bowl, how do you all? Hey, I won't go about you, don't go about you, shake them up, but you bowl, how do you all?
Is it time for a riot, girls? Riot!
Next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Well, I went to my baby on bending knee. I said, baby, 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 will you marry me? She said, sorry, daddy, but what can I say? I found a new love just the other day, and you're barking up the wrong tree. Well, you're barking up the wrong tree. Yes, you're barking up the wrong tree. That's what she said to me. Well, I pleaded and I begged, nearly out of my mind. I said, baby, girls are hard to find. She said, sorry, daddy, try to understand. I'm going with the cutest guy in the land, and you're barking up the wrong tree. Well, you're barking up the wrong tree. Yes, you're barking up the wrong tree. That's what she said to me. Now my heart was broken and I felt so blue. I said, baby, 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 does it make me through? She said, sorry, daddy, but can't you take a hint? My guy's got money, more than a mint, and you're barking up the wrong tree. Well, you're barking up the wrong tree. Yes, you're barking up the wrong tree. That's what she said to me. Now a friend told me this.
My baby, baby, baby has gone away. She took all his money and she left him flat. And let me tell you people, I'm so glad that I was barking up the wrong tree. Well, you're barking up the wrong tree. Yes, you're barking up the wrong tree. That's what she said to me.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Right, here we are. Hit the pause button. That was Don Woody barking up the wrong tree. We heard the Rays and Elevator Operator. Benny Cliff, Shake 'Em Up Rock. The Metronomes and Chickie Goo. Moving up with Billy Smith, Tell Me Baby. Baby, baby.
Baby, baby, baby.
We got things to denounce here.
I don't know, is there anything going on?
Well, yeah, more or less.
Good.
The A-Bones tonight, featuring Il Bruch. The walking reason why I missed breakfast. Over at the Court Tavern in New Brunswick, not very far from here.
In Reverbo.
Yep. The big sound of Reverbo and that spangly telly. And let's see, Friday night at Maxwell's in Hoboken, Joe Clay making his first Hoboken appearance ever. Swan Silvertones and Dorothy Love Coats right now over at Central Park,
Park
Summer Stage.
Stay in air conditioning and listen to us, or go out in the heat and listen to them.
Yeah, be saved.
That's where we'd be probably.
Be shaved.
We weren't here.
What else is going on? Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Oh, let's see. Blue Chieftains are at the Continental Divide tonight. That's free. Yeah, that's about it. Except for next Saturday is the Hounds Hangover Hop, 169 Avenue A, Brownies. You're all invited.
It's a bar.
This is going to be good. Anyway, let's get down to some news.
So have we firmed up the wet t-shirt contest?
Have we firmed it up? We got a plastic surgeon working on it.
You got some canoes?
That's for Gogorama.
Canoes.
We got the Elvis. We got the Elvis desk.
It's about time.
Let's see. Well, it was the Elvis death day. It was Thursday. Robert Johnson Elvis Day. We're gonna celebrate that by not playing Elvis records because you're probably sick of them.
Just flip the CBS. They're playing like 48 hours of Elvis.
Okay. The state coffers. They have official guys coughing in New York State. $86,000 richer thanks to a concert Elvis never gave. Estimated 8,000 fans attended a candlelight vigil in Memphis, Tennessee to mark his death on Thursday. What does that have to do with the $86,000? I don't know. The story is really badly written.
You'll get to it.
Anyway, he was due to perform on at the Nassau Coliseum in Long Island on August 22, 1977, but he died. Refunds were offered, but many fans held on to their tickets, leaving $86,000 in limbo. And the state Supreme Court Justice Eli Wagger ruled that the unclaimed proceeds of the concert belonged to the state. There you go. One more Elvis piece of Elvis news. Dateline Tupelo, Mississippi. RCA has released a new song by Elvis Presley, a poignant ballad called My Happiness, that had been believed lost. And RCA executive said it's an recording Elvis. It's the recording Elvis made for his mom on acetate at Phillips Recording Studios of the Ink Spot songs, My Happiness.
They dug it up or they just got Elvis impersonator to do it?
That's probably what happened.
Scratched it up.
Yeah. No, supposedly Elvis gave it to this pal of his, and the pal surfaces many, many years later and sells it for tons of money. And RCA, you know, they're going to put it out on like a two-volume, a two-CD set, so that if you have everything else and you want that one song, you got to shell out a fortune for it. Always thinking of the fans at RCA Records,
CDs,
aren't they?
Wonderful.
Oh, boy. I love them.
They put out all the same stuff and then add, like, those extra two cuts.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's not just the safe sex thing, but the other reason why you can't have rock and roll anymore is because you don't have 45s. I mean, 45, that's the only way that you can really hear rock and roll. I mean, because any jerk with like a couple hundred bucks could make one now. Imagine like a bunch of kids in a garage trying to put out a CD. So, you know, trust fund maybe, kids. Oh, boy. So do you have a news thing, or should I go to get the PSA out of the way?
Because we have
a very interesting PSA.
I'm still collating here.
About 40 American Mustangs from the West, not cars, but horses, are waiting to be adopted and taken to good homes. The Bureau of Land Management's Wild Horse and Burrow Adoption Center in Lewisberry, Connecticut, has been given permission to offer these animals at a reduced price of $50 each. The normal adoption fee is $125, but they really need to get rid of these horses. So if you're interested, well, I'll give you a little info here. In 1971, the U.S. Congress recognized the wild and free roaming herds of horses and burros as an American heritage and passed the law requiring the Bureau of Land Management to manage and protect the herds on public lands. Since then, more than 100,000 animals have been adopted nationwide. About 2,000 Mustangs have been adopted in Pennsylvania, Maryland, and New Jersey. So if you're interested in adopting a wild Mustang horse, get your pen. Okay?
I got mine.
From Thursdays through Sundays, between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 5 p.m., you can visit the Adoption Center in Lewisberry, Pennsylvania, or call during those hours.
Lewisberry or Lewisburg?
Lewisberry.
Hmm.
Doris Goodlander. Here's the phone number. Okay, it's Doris Goodlander is who you're looking for. You call area code 717-938-2560.
So then
this offer is not good to dog food manufacturers.
You go and pick up your Mustang and take it home and have it in your house?
Well, I imagine...
How does that work?
I imagine you probably have to show them a picture of your barn, corral or something.
Let's start a whole new craze in Manhattan, like, you know, time.
It's very expensive to
feed.
Board a horse in New York.
Yeah.
Not only that, but I won't go riding your game. I mean, they'll only saddle up a horse western in New York City in almost any, you know, the few stables there are. There's no way I'm going to get... Not Western, I mean English.
Oh, English. I was going to say.
Western, that's,
yeah,
that's the way.
The way,
yeah, the way us Americans ride. no way I would get in an English saddle. It's okay if you're a girl, I guess, but, you know, for a guy to ride prancing around up there, forget it. Anyway, it's time for Hillbilly Hangover.
I got one.
Yeah, Moon Mullican doing Jane and Arnie classic, Jenny Lee.
Let her down. All alone. love you, baby, but not like I love the big town. Love the bright lights a-blinking, pretty girls a-winking, all big town. Give a nice Saturday night. Anything, anywhere, anytime, what I'd like. I love the bright lights a-blinking, pretty girls a-winking, oh, big town. Yeah, the big town. Oh, big town. What you say, and don't you talk about them. Don't ever say they wag their tongues or ever talk too much. For if you do, I'm telling you, you'll get yourself in dust.
Nine times out of ten, when you see an old hen, she's talking about her neighbors or cousin or kin. Spitting and a fuming, acting mean, and a blabbing and gabbing by what she's seen women. At a quilting party or the beauty shop, some women sit around and blow their top, talking about you or the neighbor's kid, and looking for a chance to flip their lid. Women.
Our women are the sweetest things, and we can't do without them. So boys, be careful what you say, and don't you talk about them. Don't ever say they wag your tongues or ever talk too much. For if you do, I'm telling you, you'll get yourself in dust.
Some women sit around and chew the fat about Ms. Jones' temper or Sister Brown's hat. A choice scandal, juicy and fat. Did you hear this? And what was that? Women. Most old maids sit around and wonder why in the thunder did they make such a blunder. Going through life just a raising sand, soured on the world because they couldn't get a man. Women.
Now women are the sweetest things, and we can't do without them. So boys, be careful what you say, and don't you talk about them. Don't ever say they wag your tongues or ever talk too much. For if you do, I'm telling you, you'll get yourself in the
ones of the...
Oh, incidentally, we hope it didn't offend anybody.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working on
should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do make me feel all right. Will make me feel all right.
This is a hit!
The moon is a-shining over Madison tonight, and I'm on my way from Louisville back to Madison tonight. Will the days in Louisville are so lonesome and blue? And when night time comes, honey, I'm longing for you. Longing for you to hold me. So I'm on my way to Madison from Louisville tonight. Now everyone told me that you didn't love me, and everyone said that you didn't care. But tonight I'm on my way back to Madison again, just to see if you still care anything about me. Yes, I'm on my way tonight back to Madison. I'm on my way tonight back to Madison. On my way from Louisville, I can't wait to see the moon shining over Madison again.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right. That's today's Hillbilly Hangover. This is the Hound, WFMU East Orange. That's the title track from the brand new Hazel Atkins. One of the two brand new Hazel Atkins LPs should be out like next week. Moon Over Madison. Counting backwards. Johnny Luttrell, Hard Day's Night. It's amazing. You know, you can make almost anything sound good if you got class. Lendon Smith with Women. Ronnie Self in Big Town. We open up with Moon Mulligan and Jenny Lee. And I think it's time for the news.
The canoes.
What do you got there, Denois? You find the fat story?
The fat story. Yes, I think it's one of those two.
Where do you want to kick it off?
Yeah, I'll kick it off here from the substance abuse desk.
I am in charge of the substance abuse desk. Yes. Go ahead.
San Francisco AP. The San Francisco Examiner, in one of the first pro-legalization editorials by Big City newspaper, said Sunday that the sale and use of drugs should be made
driving test because authorities thought she might be too fat to drive safely. Proved Friday she can operate a car even though she weighs 367 pounds. Using a borrowed beat-up Dodge Aspen that she had only driven once, Regina Guy passed the test with more than 75 people watching from a distance. "That's it, I'm legal, guys," she said. It seems an officer stopped her on July 13th because the lights weren't working properly on a car she was using, and he wrote in his report to the Motor Vehicle Administration, due to this person's obesity, she was unable to sit behind the wheel of the car. I guess it depends on what kind of car, right?
I would think
so. Probably operate a big old van, okay, or something with lots of, you know, like an old Hudson.
Give her a little Carmen.
Anyway,
yeah, she might have
supposedly
some trouble.
Was sitting in the center of the seat using her left hand and left foot to drive the car. But which she denied, but that's what the cops said. And they actually made her give her a test to prove that she can do this. And her lawyer, Christopher Brown, weighs 450 pounds.
Excellent.
So it was kind of like a... the whole cause was adopted by the National Association to Advance Fat Acceptance. What do you make of that?
It's a very worthy cause.
Yeah.
Isn't there a good quote in there somewhere?
I read it already.
Oh.
The one you had circled here, I feel that this driver should have special equipment on her car. Maybe, I don't know.
No. Toss it.
Yeah. From the,
How about the, sports desk there? You got this one sports
what
story
is the
there?
What is the sports story? I don't think I have it.
The marathon runner? The track meet guy?
No. Oh, I do, right, this is good. Sandstone, Minnesota. A teenage runner was... Wait a second.
You got the laugh track?
Oh, I think we do need a laugh track for this. A teenage runner was killed by a train after he weaved through the lower railroad crossing gates and passed flashing warning signs during a race. Andrew Edwin, 17, of Hinckley, was about 300 yards from the finish line, and he was ahead in a 3.5-kilometer race Saturday when he was hit by a freight train traveling at 35 miles per hour. Eden's mother and the track coach said he probably tuned out the train's whistle because he was concentrating so hard on the race. Sheriff's Deputy Jerry Olson said he thinks the boy saw the train and made a judgment in error. He's putting it mildly.
Really?
Other runners had raced through the gates before. No, actually.
Wait, so he wasn't ahead. How could he be ahead?
I don't know. That's the way they write these things. Lots of errors in them. Don't believe anything you read.
The guy that laid out the course. Oh, yeah, we'll have the runners go right over this crisscross and right when the train's scheduled
Curtis
to come through.
Mayfield is now paralyzed from the neck down.
That's an act of God, if I ever...
No, that's an act that proves that maybe there is no God.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of those.
He was performing in Brooklyn, out of doors. In which park was it in? Wingate High School Field, Monday night, 9:30. I remember that big wind coming out of nowhere because I was on my way home, and it was like real hot, sticky day, and all of a sudden this huge wind comes up, and it was pouring rain. Remember, we were sitting in the pines, and it was pouring rain.
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, a lighting scaffolding fell on him and, you know,
horrible.
Hit him in the neck, broke the third, fourth, and fifth vertebrae in his neck, and it's considered a level C spinal injury, which is the worst type. And he's paralyzed. Well, hopefully he can. I know Patti Smith recovered from a stage fall that broke her neck.
She just like fell off the stage.
No, I saw it. It was it was a broken neck.
Yeah. Light scaffolding is heavy stuff.
Geez, that's because that's a drag because he was really doing, getting it together for a big comeback, and he still sounded great.
Still sounded tremendous, yeah.
Boy, that's a drag. Well,
Kel drag.
What are you gonna do? Okay.
Carry on, my wayward son.
This is WFMU East Orange. I'm the Hound. I'm still waking up, so. There's nothing I can really do about it. One more thing is next week we'll be broadcasting live from Avenue A in a bar. So come down and get trashed with us. We're going to have a lot of fun. 169 Avenue A, normal time, 3 p.m. in the afternoon. It's the Hound's Hangover Hop.
And it's big enough. It's a bar that's big enough dance in.
Yeah, it's big enough to dance in.
Tons of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. All right. Let's get right back in, play some more stupid rock and roll. We got one here, Joe McCoy. Hey, hey, Loretta.
Hey, hey. Come along with me. I'll tell you, baby.
From? How did she get the name of Shaggy Tramp? Meet her friends, booted, buckled, and railed for action. Burning the highways with terror, always one step ahead of the fuzz, are the friends of Shaggy Tramp. This unusual and abnormal motion picture makes those Swedish movies look like a Sunday school show. From the swamp-infested backwoods of Georgia comes the story of a lust-loving tramp. Born broke, she found a way to make money. She loved them all. That's Shaggy Tramp. Teenagers will not be permitted to see Shaggy Tramp without the written permission of their parents. Special uniform police will supervise admissions.
Stuff in your automobile. Set up your drill in the middle of my field. Drill, 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 daddy. Drill, 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 daddy. He keeps drilling till the oil has flowed away. Well, drill in the sun, drill in the rain. If your drill gets rusty, grease it up again. And drill, 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 daddy. Drill, 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 daddy. He keeps drilling till the oil. Drill down low, drill up high, keep drilling, daddy, till the well runs dry. Drill, 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 daddy. Drill, 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 daddy. He keeps drilling till the oil. My land, if you'll hold your drill firmly in your hand and drill, 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 daddy, drill, 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 daddy. He keeps drilling till the oil has flowed away. Keep on drilling and don't you stop. Bring my oil from the bottom to the top and drill. Get a stick, I'll get a pole. When one well goes dry, we'll use another hole. Drill, 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 daddy. Drill, 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 daddy. He keeps drilling till the oil has flowed away. Drill, 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 daddy.
Susie.
She'll beat you to death. Sweet Susie. From Russ Meyer, the director who gave you Vixen and Beyond the Valley of the Dolls. For a taste of evil, Sweet Susie. A woman too much for one man. Sweet Susie, the diary of a wicked lady, the memoirs of a bad girl. Sweet Susie, no man escaped her island or her whip. Sweet Susie, slamming, crashing, banging action from opening scene to mind-bending climax. Sweet Susie, she ain't no lady. This motion picture's rated R.
Jolting. It's jarring. It's the combination motion picture program that hits you where you live. Two new shock-filled stories of today's reckless, wayward girls. On the same show, Girls on the Loose and Live Fast, Die Young. Girls on the Loose, trigger-happy, thrill-hunting gang girls on the loose in big-time crime, living their dangerous lives to the hilt. A drama told with excitement that cuts at you like a switchblade knife. Girls on the Loose. Plus, this co-headline thrill hit, Live Fast, Die Young, the sin-streaked story of the runaway teenage girls of today's beat generation. Drama told through broken homes, skid row bars, penthouse girl traps, where girls on the road learn to follow the code, live fast, die young. See the year's all-new shock combination, Girls on the Loose and Live Fast, Die Young.
Well, I bought my Ryan chair. Yeah.
They kill. Spine-tingling horror, unspeakable shock, and breathless excitement will grip you as you watch living organs ripped from the bodies of voluptuous females, as beating hearts and throbbing brains are transplanted to create the Astro Zombies. Cringe in terror, scream in fright, as these skull-faced monsters strike blindly at living flesh, and the motion picture screen flows in the blood-drenched wake of the Astro Zombies. The beautiful, voluptuous, deadly, vicious Satana, a woman who would stop at nothing to gain control over the Astro Zombies, whose creed was kill, kill, kill. John Carradine as the deranged scientist, Wendell Corey as the doctor who opposes him, match wits in this bloody, sadistic, terror-filled, suspense-laden horror film of brutal mutilations and senseless killings as the Astro Zombies go berserk and threaten a city with death. Watch it and you die a thousand deaths. The Astro Zombies in color, coming soon to your local theater.
Yes, I'm worried about this baby, worried night and day. Why do you tell me that you is going away? Well, I'm worried about the baby. Yes, I'm worried about the baby. Yes, I'm worried about the baby, every night and day. Babe, I know you've got another man. He lives next door.
Back in the States.
The Hound is here. Den?
Here I is.
Okay. That was Dale Hawkins, Worried About You, Baby. Roy Buchanan and Kenny Paulson. Good 1-2 punch on the guitar there.
Kenny Paulson? Who's that?
A cool guy who, like, died of a heroin overdose in 1963. And Roy Buchanan, as you know, hung himself last year.
Yeah.
That's how geniuses end up in this life. Fats Domino reeling and rocking. Jimmy and Johnny, I Can't Find the Doorknob. Dorothy Ellis, Drill Daddy Drill. We opened up with Joe McCoy and Hey Hey Loretta. Wild Gal just checked in. For those Wild Gal fans, she still is an FMU DJ, but she's just off for a few weeks.
Vacationing.
No, she's drilling. She's drilling the girls for Gogorama. That's where Sally is. She's got them out there on the beach, getting their bodies hard and firm and in shape, because September 7th is Gogorama.
Over 30 girls.
35 girls.
35
three
now?
Bands. The Hound. I'll be emceeing again. It's going to be a riot. Boy, I mean, like, we got the Hangover Hop, which is the warm-up. Then the week after that, you got Hank Ballard and the Midnighters are playing on a Saturday night.
Where are they playing this time
Lone
around?
Lone Star, as always. And then next week is Gogorama. So we have three fun-filled Saturdays.
Packed with
Well,
fun.
Actually, Gogorama's a Friday.
Oh, that's better. I'm glad.
So get some rest. Start drinking next Friday night and just keep going right through.
End of summer.
Okay, so Wild Girl just wants all her fans to know she's not gone. She hasn't forgotten you. She's just whipping these broads into shape. And, what are we going to do, some news or what?
Yeah, let's do some news.
By the way, Il Bruch, he'll be back one of these days, but he's playing tonight over at in the Court Tavern, New Brunswick, New Jersey. Go man. Down in.
Man of many hats.
Make him buy you a drink.
Here we go, from Boston, UPI. Half of all American priests have broken their vow of celibacy, and 80% have committed sexual mortal sins in the eyes of the Catholic Church, according to a study. Well, you know what a sexual mortal sin is. It doesn't take much.
I don't know if I... I'm trying to think how many times I've had a sexual mortal sin.
I think jerking off is a sexual mortal sin, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
Yeah. Just impure thoughts is like a venial sin.
Impure thoughts?
Yeah. You don't remember that one? You didn't,
I gave
you
up.
You weren't that ingrained.
I gave up on that garbage at a very young age.
A 25-year study conducted by A.W. Richard Sipe, a psychologist and a former priest, involved 1,000 priests and their lovers, Boston Sunday Globe reported. Sipe said that the 800-year-old celibacy requirement has repressed the Catholic Church's view of human sexual nature, leaving it, quote, quite literally underdeveloped and immature. Reverend Kenneth Doyle, a spokesman for the U.S. Catholic Bishops, said the survey was not accurate because the majority of the priests interviewed went to Sipe because they needed counseling for problems involving their sexuality.
I'm having an impure thought.
There you go. That's a venial sin. Say 10 Hail Marys.
Okay, we got another set queued up here that we're gonna do. We still got that not yet released amazingly good Neil Young record. I believe the title of the record is Rage and Glory. It rages, it glories, and we're gonna do that after the Vibe Report.
Clean off those tape heads.
Yeah, we're gonna get to that, and we got lots of great unreleased Stones trash. That's after the Vibe Report. Right now,
one of the better VOMs.
You know, living in a tiny little apartment in Manhattan, you end up having like I. 5 billion books and records, as Den saw last night. I was trying to lend him this Marvin Gaye book. I have to climb all around my house like
a
monkey.
Little monkey imitation.
And I realized
you did
there's
there.
Lots of great monkey records, not by the monkeys, but about monkeys. So let's play some monkey songs. Because we also got a request for one, too, last week. We'll play a whole bunch of them. Then we won't get requests for another 7 months.
Me and my buddy,
Hop Wilson.
Walking in the jungle, all of a sudden we heard a great rumble said rock. Said rock, 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 rock in the Kruger Hut South. A little Betty Mark told a big baboon, you wanna see a show, just give me some room. Let's rock. Let's rock. Said rock, 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 rock in the Kruger Hut South. Them Marcus rock. Them Marcus rock. Them Marcus rock. Them Marcus rock. You want to rock, rock, rock. Rockin' in the coconut sock. Oh, yeah. Little bitty monkey told a big giraffe. Let's rock.
that's rock. Said rock, 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 rock till the cougar nuts rock. Them Baltimore's rock. Them Baltimore's rock. Them Baltimore's rock. Them Baltimore's rock. Come on, rock, 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 rock till the cougar nuts rock. Bitty monkey told a big giraffe, you wanna rock and roll, don't be no square. Let's rock. Let's rock. Said rock, 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 rock till the coconut's out. Them monkeys rock. Them monkeys rock. Them monkeys rock. Them monkeys rock. They wanna rock, 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 rockin' in the coconut's out.
Man, that cat comes on like Godzilla.
Zoom, 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 zoom. Back in history, before time began, all the real cool cats had a solid plan. When they dug a nervous chick, they all to a man went. Ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba. You wanna be cool, man? Go ape. Young Mighty Joe swinging through the trees was the king of everything that roosted in the leaves. But when he saw a girl ape hanging in the breeze, he went, ah! Ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba. You like to be hip, boy? Go ape. Big dinosaur was a long, tall lizard. He drift through the jungle like a slow blizzard. But when he got a double-taken lady lizard, he'd... Ah! Ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba. You wanna be sharp, cat? Go ape. A pterodactyl was a flying fool. Just I thought I'd break in and tell you what a pterodactyl was. Well, it was sort of a stork-looking bat with sharp teeth that cruised around looking for... Say, we haven't changed a bit, have we, cats? A pterodactyl was a flying fool, just a breeze-flapping daddy of the old school. But a mama dactyl could sure make him drool. Ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba. Don't be a square, Joe, go ape. Now old Papa Tiger was the boss of the Nile, just a sport model cat with a solid style. He was old King Cool till the girl tiger smiled. Ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba. Bezorch daddy-o, go ape. Adam was the first boy in the land, a big Mallaroonie daddy with an iron hand. But when little Eva said,
hi, man.
Ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba. Don't be a cube rube, go ape. So remember to ape call today.
Mind is some constructive use.
Was a big ape in the forest. He was so big and strong. He was the ruler in his kingdom. Call that monkey Kong. Hey, King Kong. King Kong. King Kong. King Kong. He got so lonesome, he went looking for a mate. When he found out what
Are you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living? Those chicks.
This is a hit!
In the jungle there's a monkey named Coco Joe. Coolest little monkey that you ever know. He don't have a tail like the other monkeys do. Trimmed in his suede and he dyed it blue. Coco Joe, let me tell you about a Coco Joe. Coco Joe, the coolest little monkey in town. Coco, let me tell you, it's no swag. With a crazy dress, you should see his walk. It's the funniest thing. He changed the stroll to the monkey swing. Coco Joe, now let me tell you about a Coco Joe. Coco Joe, the coolest little monkey in town. Thank you.
meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right. So there it is, you know, our primate set. Oh, that was Coco Joe by Donna and Dewey, produced and written by Sonny Bono, from one monkey to another. Counting backwards, the Shandells, that was by request, and that's what put the little light bulb off over my head. Go, go, gorilla. Big T. Tyler and King Kong, Nervous Norvis and Ape Call, and Hop Wilson rocking in a coconut top. Also, by the way, for that hangover hop next week, Wild Girl promises to bring down some of the Go-Go-Rama dancers for a little warm-up on that. Also, we still have some Joe Clay tickets to give away. He'll be at Maxwell's on Friday. We're going to give those away after the VOM, like around 5 o'clock we'll give them away. We got some stupid trivia questions, and maybe we'll have to play a Joe Clay record to get you interested in the subject. Oh, back to the news desk. What did Den disappear to?
Tapage.
Oh, wait, well, it's time for the Vibe Report anyway.
The Vibe!
Yeah, yeah.
Vibe Report?
You got it.
Let's go.
How about it?
You're right on time. In the know.
I got a new battery for my Seiko.
Beautiful. And you're nice and loud today and everything.
Oh, yeah? Oh, that's because I'm not doing it in my mom's house.
Yeah. Mom's not watching Okra.
No, you know, she's always amazed by these people that I know with names like Hound and Wild Girl. And.
Does she know your name is Roscoe?
Yeah.
So, hey, did you get a copy of the, we were talking about this the other day, did you get a copy of the Power in the Glory, the new Neil? Is it, no, Rage and Glory, it's called.
You got it?
Yeah, I got it sitting, we brought it down to the bar last night and cleared the place with it.
Great.
I mean, it's brutal.
The power of music.
You know, he does an amazing version of Farmer John by Don and Dewey.
Really?
He gets it down, you know, like when Don and Dewey did it, it had like 5 chords. When the premieres did it, it had 3 chords.
Yeah.
Neil's got it down to 1.
Cool. Well, one of our spacious digs in Houston is right across the street from the Reprise rep, and she just had one advanced cassette that we couldn't swipe from her, but she should have the stuff with the artwork. It's all these girls, they make them work out of their house. They got the Reprise rep, and we're staying at the Warner rep's house, and Manny goes out with the MCA rep.
So you're in Houston right now?
No, now we're in Austin.
You're in Austin, oh. Isn't Paul Skelton down there now?
Yeah, last night we played this place, the Cannibal Club, which is on 6th Street, which is there, like Austin's booze mall. And that was good, but tonight we're playing the Continental, which I think more people will show up. I think Paul Skelton should show. I saw Rob Patterson.
Oh, how's Robbie the Flack?
He's, you know, we were going to be happy to see him because we figured he'd have something that we could roll up, and he didn't. And
yeah, what good's he?
Kind of not much right now. today's vibe was either going to be...
That cassette that won't record, Den, don't bother.
What?
Oh, Den's playing with tape heads again.
Once again, flipping the cassette, you know, right in the middle of the Vibe Report.
Well, it's not his fault this time. Our usual taping source is at Central Park watching the Swan Silvertones. We gave Alice the week off.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's good. Well, today's vibe, I was either going to... I had two choices. A slow burning drunk in a... You know, in an old people's bar near the airport. See, I'm at a hotel near the airport in the north side of town, or sweltering poolside reading session, and I opted for that, so I got the Diet Coke and the East of Eden going here.
Wow.
So,
and you're by the poolside?
Yeah, I'm by the pool.
That's beautiful. Any good sights?
No good sights.
No.
Oh, there is a pretty amazing chartreuse Cadillac out here, though, with a gold hood ornament.
Wow.
It's really something. I wish I had some film in my camera.
Who does that belong to? Some, like, member of the Fabulous Thunderbirds or something?
No, I think it's a brother for sure.
Beautiful. Let's see. I'm trying to think if we have any other news to tell you.
Oh, wow, New York driver's license. I went swimming with it, and it didn't get wet at all.
Sealed in plastic.
Yeah, it is. That's a good thing.
No, but what happens is all that stuff on the back rubs off.
Well, that's been off for a long time.
No,
I sweated that out.
You know what happens is cops, when they take your driver's license, and if you've used it to cut lines on it, it gets stuck in the middle, in the plastic, and you can get arrested for that.
Well, I've never used it for that.
It's always good to jump in the pool once in a while with it.
I don't need that stuff to start telling people my life story. Bingo. So what else?
Well, we went to see Wild Kingdom the other night with the super bottom sound. That was good. They were all suntan and rocking. But, you know, there's something about these heavy metal fans or these heavy metal bars. The place was packed, right? You know, the guest list crowd guys. And nobody was buying a drink. It was the easiest place in the world to get it. I've ever been in that crowd where you can just walk up to the bar and get a drink. These guys, they spend all their money on hair care products and leather ornaments for their clothes, and they can't afford to buy a beer. That's not rock and roll.
They're over-accessorized.
Yeah, I mean, rock and roll is throwing up on your jeans, not keeping them perfectly spanking clean. And,
or at
and
least
can't
your
afford
boots.
It. Yeah.
That's how I know I rock and rolled. First thing I check. I don't know. Last night, I had a couple of bourbon and cokes last night. That was pretty good.
Good hot weather one, the double sugar factor.
Yeah. Sugar, caffeine. Let's see.
It's not the rum, it's the coke.
Not too much other news. I do feel like this like vibe report is like the only thing that's keeping me in touch with New York City anymore.
What's your rig these days?
The rig?
Yeah.
Oh, I brought the 54 Les Paul and the Robin B Bender and the 50 watt Marshall head and one of Ross's 300 watt bottoms.
Yeah, he had some of his super duper amps the other night, a whole pile of Marshalls.
Yeah, he's got a case that opens up, you know, it looks like, you know, it's big enough to hold like David Joe Hasbin's clothes, but then you open it up and there's four Marshall heads that started out as mere 100 watts and have been pushed by some crazy man named Doc up to 180 apiece.
That's just for him to hear himself.
Yeah.
A man amongst men, Ross the Boss of Wild Kingdom.
He says he has no hearing loss.
Well, it's not that he doesn't have hearing loss, it's that you need a brain to, like, process the information from your ears, and that part was gone a long time ago.
Right, how can a brain so
small move things so fast?
Did you see, I saw they got a good write-up in the Rolling Stone, which Andy pronounced as a kiss of death, and then I guess Chuck Young expounded about them in a New Musician. That's one nice thing of being out of town. I haven't seen a copy of Musician or heard anything about Don Henley in about 3 months. Except for I was talking to Mojo's manager, you know, because Mojo's album comes out in a week or two.
Right.
And
we did see Mojo the other day.
He's got that song Don Henley Must Die, you know.
Mm.
And Don Henley.
Don't let him get back together with Glenn Frey.
Don Henley, he was playing a concert in San Diego, and for the concert review of the show, they printed about, like, the lone madman with a gun, you know, actually, you know, fucking, eating a bunch of Twinkies and going after him with some kind of gun, you know?
Oh.
Boy, sorry about that. I haven't done that in a while.
It's okay. What was I going to say? Maybe it'll happen, you know? There's always hoping.
Right.
Because did you hear what happened to Curtis Mayfield?
No.
Oh, this was Monday night. He's playing out in Brooklyn, an outdoor gig at some, it's like a high school field, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those nights where it's real hot and sticky, and all of a sudden this giant wind comes out of nowhere, and then it rains for 2 hours. So he's playing, and the lighting scaffolding falls on him. And hits him in a piece of it hits him in the neck and destroys third, fourth, and fifth vertebrates in his neck. He's now paralyzed from the neck down.
Whoa!
I know, boy, isn't that a drag?
Did they have? Were these promoters properly insured?
I think it was like the city of New York, so of course they probably weren't.
Well, Maybe they'll give him the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah.
Rename it the Curtis Mayfield Span.
Oh, yeah, so watch it on those outdoor gigs.
Yeah,
you know?
I think we got
rubber soles.
We got a couple coming up.
I know, yeah, you were telling me. It's,
well,
don't stand where anything can fall on you.
No, I'll you know, be back there by my drinks in the amp. Well, are you guys, is just the two of you guys out there today?
Yeah, we're holding down the fort.
It's beautiful weather in New York. No one's listening to the show.
No, it's just like really hot and grotesque. It's like super humid with the real unhealthy fumes.
So the air conditioned people are listening
right.
to the show.
The air conditioning actually improves your reception.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I don't know why that isn't happening. It works in my house.
Some negative ions or something.
Yeah. Pulls them in.
Yeah. Or psychoacoustics. Oh, okay. I'm going nowhere fast. why don't you guys blast some tunes and
we got this Neil song queued up. I can't even read the title of it. In fact, I'm gonna apologize to everybody right now because I'm gonna have to start beeping the word in this song. It's called "Why Do I Keep Frugging Up."
Frigging?
Yeah, but I'm gonna have to beep the word. But it's my all time favorite Neil Young song. It's a rock anthem for the '90s. The Hound Says.
Well, I'll scam a copy of that by Monday or so, and so we'll be with you. And hopefully, I hope this your big shebang goes well next week.
Right. Well, give me a call Wednesday. We might be able to do a vibe report by Mike in the payphone. Brian is at work at the idea right now.
Oh, great. Oh yeah, tell him to get one of those like surveillance mics. That's the way to do it.
Good thinking.
And you know what you do? You mic the receiver end, and that picks up both the incoming and outgoing signal.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
We'll work on that end.
Okay.
Angle. Okay, Roscoe.
Later.
Rock
later,
on, brother.
Bye.
Fingers and steel. Roscoe, the Vibe Meister.
Sounds fairly chilled.
Yeah. Okay, it's time for our VOM set. Wish me luck on the beeping department, because we got to beep out this. We got this new Neil Young thing.
You can do it.
So today's VOM is devoted to basically just Neil Young and the Stones, because we got these Stones outtakes from 19.
You gonna play that one? The Stones one you played.
Yeah, we got
last
this amazingly
night.
Sick
great
jam, and then an alternate take of Mona from Rolling Stones. Now their best album. So you know, Stones 66 when they were actually cool, and this new Neil Young record, which I think is amazingly great. And we're gonna have to beep this one song, and then so we'll play the Neil Young thing. We'll play a couple of Stones, and we'll try to rewind the Neil Young tape in time for that. And then we'll come back, play more trashy old rock and roll, give away the Joe Clay tickets and all that. So here we go.
Neilage.
Some Neilage. A little vomage.
Oh,
Yeah. And meanwhile, back in the States.
That was him, not us, this time.
Note that, folks.
Neil Young, still a genius.
Neil.
Farmer John. That's from the upcoming, I guess it's called Rage and Glory. And before that, we heard a couple of Stones outtakes, alternate version of Mona, and a little jam called Mr. Spector and Mr. Pitney. And then we opened up with Neil Young, his latest rock anthem.
Why does Hound keep hanging up?
Yeah. By the way, say hi to Phil. Sorry, I couldn't talk on the phone at that moment. I was trying to beep out the dirty words.
And it's next week, Phil, at the bar.
Next week is Hound's Hangover Hop. 169 Avenue A. Come down, get drunk and stupid. We're going to have a great time. Special guests, dancing girls, booze, stupid old rock and roll records. It's going to be great. Brownies is the name of the joint. 3 o'clock, our normal time, 3 to 6 in our hangover slot. Denois will be there.
We'll all
be
there. I believe so, unless
Miss Sally, Wild Girl, is going to bring down some of the dancing girls. We can't announce all our special guests, but we'll have some big surprises.
Big surprises.
Yeah. The man who met Jimmy Reed will be there. Let's see, what else is going on? Oh, the A-Bones are over at the Court Tavern in New Brunswick tonight. And Joe Clay is at Maxwell's Friday. We'll be giving away tickets for the After Blues Hangover, I guess.
Yeah.
News. We got something from the beauty pageant department.
Yeah, from the babe desk, babe's desk, Atlantic City, New Jersey. The Miss America pageant organization ordered Texas pageant officials to investigate allegations that their longtime chief executive has a history of making lewd remarks to contestants. A newspaper reported today. The press said the pageant organization...
Kind of like the guy who had a history of holding his family hostage.
Yeah, right? This guy's good. The press said the pageant organization's executive director, Leonard Horn... wonder if he shortened that. Ordered the Miss Texas Scholarship Pageant to investigate B. Don Magnus, is the guy's name, after Life magazine quoted Magnus as yelling, "Come in, come on in, sluts." To a group, that's with an exclamation point, to a group of Miss Texas contestants, and with making other sexually pointed comments. Texas pageant president Barry Hall hopes to deliver the results of the investigation to Horn by the end of the week. Magnus did not return telephone calls to his office earlier this week, and again this morning. He told the magazine he made sexy comments only in jest.
Of course.
Suffice it to say that the Miss America organization will not accept, nor will it tolerate, the types of conduct attributed to Magnus, Horn said in a statement. Horn and his board of directors have the power to strip... to strip the Miss America franchise from any pageant. The Texas pageant is the nation's largest. In a Life article, Magnus says he acts the part of... He's acting, folks. He acts the part of a, quote, dirty old man to loosen up the women and have fun.
So to speak.
Well, yeah, honey, bend over, I'll drive you to Newark.
But said he has never touched any contestant in an improper way. While I make an... This is the guy talking himself. While I make an attempt at appearing to be a dirty old man, I make double that attempt to make sure I'm not... Good
Yikes.
One.
Some people have a way with words.
Some of the girls just need to be dirtied up a little. It's just a continuance of their education.
Well, yeah,
Be Don Magnus. We salute you.
Caveman in a spaceship for the week.
Yeah, I'll say.
We got any more? We got one more here.
Yeah, we got some stuff in there.
Oh yeah, here's the latest out of Miami.
The music news from Miami.
Yeah, the music news from Miami. Two rap promoters have blended rap music with good-natured ethnic humor and to come up with "As Kosher as They Wanna Be" by the Two Live Jews, made up of Easy Irving and MC Moisha. Among their hits are "Oy, It's So Humid," and is that the only one they list?
Another one in there.
Joking Jews, Jap Rap. I wonder if they'll get banned and arrested.
We can only hope. They can only hope. Make a lot of
yeah. All right, it's time for Blues Hangover. This is WFMU East Orange. I am the Hound. We're going to do Blues Hangover, then we'll come back. We'll give away the Joe Clay tickets, so get out your trivia books. What do we got queued up here? W. Harris, guy with no first name.
With an initial. Filed it.
Thing. People find your fool self drunk again. Friends, I drink to keep from worrying, and I smile just to keep from crying. Yes, I drink to keep from worrying. Friends, I smile to keep from crying. I try to cover my troubles so the public don't know what's on my mind.
Relax here, didn't I? Who'd you expect to find here tonight? Far Divine, Daddy Grace, Billy Graham, Oral Roberts, one of those big time pimps. They ain't working nowhere, are they? Taking money off women, ain't they? Look in the book, that's pimping. The blue round about midnight, had a murder with the rising sun. Got to think, yeah, about my baby. I adore the good she done. My heart beat like a hammer. My eyes get full of tears. Been gone 24 hours, but it seemed like 24 years. The river ran into the ocean, the ocean poured into the sea. But if I don't find my baby, somebody will have to bury me. My heart beats like a hammer. My eyes get full of tears. You've been gone 24 hours, but it seems like 24 years. Mighty hard pill to swallow, but I brought it all on myself. When I should have been loving my baby, I was out with somebody else. My heart beats like a hammer. My eyes get full of tears. She's been gone 24 hours, but it seems like 24 years. It seems like 24 years. Yes, it seems like 24 years.
So think about it, friends. All my white friends, my chalk people, I call them, and my blackies. So remember, Keep it cool, you know, and keep it down.
The danger zone. This is my final warning, baby. My mind has reached the danger zone. Oh, before I stand to see you leave me, see you dead and gone. It makes me bawl just like a baby just to imagine you with someone else. It makes me bawl just like a baby with someone else. Oh, say your life wouldn't be worth a nickel. Baby, please don't make me commit myself. Give me a chance to cool down now, baby. Try and take it slow. Give me a chance to cool down now, baby. Mama, please try and take it slow. To be hanging on your door.
And next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Back in the jungle.
Right. That was today's blues hangover. That was
for a drink.
Big Lucky Carter. I'm gonna break that lock. Mersey D with Danger Zone. Dosey Terry, 24 years. Lonnie Johnson with Drunk Again. We opened up with W, No First Name, Harris, Low Down, Dirty Shame. I like where all four of them try to take a solo at the same time and the drummer wins.
Do they call him the W-A-L-A?
The W-ster. We got one more news.
I got one more here that's kind of
Mr. Den.
That's kind of good. I ran across.
You gotta come down. You gotta come down to Brownies just to see Den's hair. He is the Jack Lord of Avenue A, folks.
Thank you. Hopefully we'll have it all the kinks worked out by then.
King Kong hair straight.
That's how you get the white chicks.
So I hear. Okay.
Den's case Sicilian.
This is from the L.A. Times. Apparently this writer, the guy who's writing this, during the Iran-Iraq war, he happened to be on the Iraqi side of things reporting, okay? And he's talking about this one particular maneuver that the Iraqis kind of had down.
Oh, right. This was a
very, very unique maneuver. Here's a quote from an Iraqi officer. "You wait until nighttime and you will see how we are killing these Iranian dogs. We are frying them like eggplants." He proceeded to show us dozens of thick electrical cables laying, it's all marshland that they're fighting on, through the marshy battlefield, and he showed us the mammoth electric generator that fed them from positions just behind the Iraqi front lines. And when the Iranians made their regular evening advance, you'd think that it would have like wised up. He and his men demonstrated the macabre genius of their invention. Iraqi gun batteries fired just enough artillery to force the Iranians from their marsh boats. So once they hit the water, they flipped a few switches and thousands of volts of electricity surged through the marshland. Within seconds, hundreds of Iranians were electrocuted. Following morning, Iraqi troops began another grisly. This isn't all for, you know, this isn't just wasteful death. There's a method here. Iraqi troops began another grisly routine called the Morning Road Detail. They gathered up the dead Iranians and piled them on top of one another in the marshes in head-to-toe stacks, five bodies high and five across. The piles formed long rows the width of a troop truck, the top layers above the water's surface. Each row extended through the marshes from the Iraqis' position toward the Iranian border. When completed, the rows were sprinkled with lime and covered with a foot thick tier of desert sand. The Iraqis were using the bodies of their enemies to construct roads for their tanks and trucks. So, these guys play hardball.
Can't we run our cars on farts or something? God, I don't want to go fight those guys.
Jeez.
Anyway.
Ride them like eggplants, those Iranian dogs.
All right, we got tickets for Joe Clay, rockabilly legend, who's playing this Friday. Not only do you get to see Joe Clay, but on the bill are the Sea Monkeys. Dave, as Joe Franklin would call him, the Spas, his band.
Dave the Spas.
Dave the Spas is also on the
Excellent.
Bill. So you got not one, but two rock and roll legends.
A double musical treat.
Yeah. I think this will bring out more women than Guns N' Roses could at this venue. Maxwell's
more
in Hoboken.
More than likely.
So, okay, here's the first trivia question. See if somebody gets it. I'm going to play you a record. It's the
Link Ray.
I'm going to play a record. And it's this record, it's the flip side of a really huge hit record. You tell me what the hit record was. No, this guy's got
it. He got it.
Okay, genius.
He got it already. What was the hit record? Not as dumb as we thought.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to play the second. You tell me. The phone number is area code 201-678-7743. Now, this is next Friday night at Maxwell's in Hoboken, so make sure you want to go if you win.
Treat me right. You got to call me every morning.
said, you got to steal, steal a little. You got to beg, beg a little. You got to borrow, borrow a little. You got to hold me, baby, hold so tight. You got to treat me.
Well, as maybe predicted, the one guy who got the right answer can't go to Maxwell's on Friday. We got a lot of guesses for Hank Ballard and others. I'll just give you the answer since obviously no one's going to get it. We can't keep playing the record over again. It's the flip side of...
I'll play the flip side.
There you go.
It was sort of a trick question. Angel Baby. Everybody now. So we got another trivia question, I guess. I'm going to play a Joe Clay record. Tell me who the guitar player is, very famous guitar player. I'll give you a hint, he worked out of New York. I love this.
Ladies' choice.
Two tickets for Joe Clay and the Sea Monkeys, Maxwell's next Friday. That's August 24th. And tell me who the guitar player is in this next Joe Clay record.
Mike Bloomfield.
201-678-7743.
I want to take my arms, wrap around your frame, kiss your lips and change your name. Oh, babe. Yeah, babe. Oh, babe. You look that good to me. I want to quit those doubts, settle down with you. Lock my heart and live so true. Oh, babe. When you say I do, take 5 years, get them back to you. Oh, babe. Yeah, babe. Oh, babe. You look that good to me. A natural fact, take my heart, don't give it back. Oh, babe, yeah, babe. Oh, babe, you look that good to me. I want to meet your folks, come and meet mine too. I know they'll take a shine to you. Oh, babe, yeah, babe. Oh, babe, you look that good to me.
All right. We got two winners. Two wieners.
Our wieners.
We already be wiener. The answer was Mickey Guitar Baker. Absolutely.
One of my faves.
Probably, I think he was the greatest of all.
You might be right.
Right up there anyway. Okay, so two tickets to Joe Clay. And don't forget, we're doing the Live Hound Show next Saturday at this time, 169 Avenue A. At Brownies, and it's going to be fun. But let's get right back into it. What do we got queued up here? Can't remember. I think Tiny Tim and the Tornadoes are coming our way.
My baby. Final show, but don't tune out because we're not through yet. We haven't done my alphabet, and here we go. Let's scare them to death from A to Z, all in one big breath. Aviating, bobolating, crashivating, dancipating, elevating, frantigating, groovigating, hooperating, idolating, jiggleating, Kool-Aidipating, lollipoperating, motating, noise making, hoopla dootivating, pooper quaking, raking, shaking, taking, ululating, vegulating, wiggleating, x-rating, yo-yo gating, and zoomerating. Still got breath to say, you're tuned in here on WHK.
Seen a chick walking down the street. Kind of chick that you'd love to meet. I said, hey there, baby, going my way. She said, oh no, daddy, not your way, man. She said, I like the way that you wear your clothes, and I like the way that you tie your bows. I said, well, come on, baby, let's split this scene. She said, oh, no, daddy, you ain't got no green. I said, tell me, baby, is there another man? She said, oh, no, daddy, you don't understand. I said, well, if there is, I'll bust him in two, and then I'll hand him back over to you. I give her a look that would kill a dog. She said, I do believe I am going your way. I said, well, okay, baby, let's make hay. She said, all right, daddy, I'm yours today. Thank you.
Craig Eagle here in Hoopla B, and you know, it really seems funny to me that in this modern age, some people still persist in shaving with old-fashioned straight razors. Yeah! Ooh, that do smart. Well, hey, little stinkers, if you're starting to shave, try the Mad Daddy method, because I'm sure you'll rave about the peachy shave you get when you prune your peach fuzz with an adjustable Gillette. Because whether your shrubbery is thick or thin, you get the blade exposure and angle set that's tailored for your skin. Yeah, shaving comfort's yours in spades with cool Gillette leather and Gillette blue blades. Now, you listen close, because this ain't no jive. By Gillette Adjustable, it's $1.95, but when it comes to razors, this is the greatest. You take it from your daddy, it's the latest. Try Gillette Adjustable, I'm sure you'll rave about the cool, clean, comfortable Mad Daddy Shave! Suffering from MB? Moldy basement? Listen to me. Don't lose tools and valuable bubble clothes to rust and corrosion. The answer, of course, is an RCA Whirlpool Electric Dehumidifier. The world's only complete humidifier. Just plug it in with no pans to empty, no more moisture worries of any kind, because the RCA Whirlpool Electric Dehumidifier turns itself on. Takes the moisture out of the air, automatically empties the water into your drain, regardless of where the dehumidifier is placed, and then turns itself off. The RCA Whirlpool Electric Dehumidifier removes 26 pints of water in 24 hours and is guaranteed to outperform any other on the market or your money back. A dehumidifier is a must on a day like this, but just a dehumidifier alone is not enough. The RCA Whirlpool is the only completely automatic electric dehumidifier from America's most complete family of home appliances. RCA Whirlpool electric dehumidifiers start at $88.
Well, I may not fit in with your plan, but darling, you got to understand. That's just the way I am, you'll never change me. What nature made, you cannot change. So love
Fishing set value anywhere in town. $19.95 is what it's going to cost with just a dollar down on credit. And listen to what you get in this crazy wavy groovy gravy Greens jewelry fishing set. You get the open bale spinning reel with the anti-reverse nylon gear and the bronze gear, the two-piece magic glass spinning rod, the level line casting reel and the pistol grip magic glass casting rod, the cantilever tackle box with tray spool of monofilament spin line, a 50-yard spool of casting line, a two-piece steel fishing pole, a fish net, 100 hard hooks, 50 fluke hooks, split chop sinkers, 3 assorted spinning lures and spoons, 6 artificial bait, 1/6 nailed hooks, cork spin float, casting float, 2 plug baits, a feather bait, a fish string with needle, 2 cable leaders, a fish scaler, a 30-foot coil of nylon leader, a 5-piece furnished line, a plastic swivel box, a fishing manual and a spinning manual, and a free bucket of water from Mr. Greens. Remember, see the set and you'll want to take it home. That's available at Greens next door to the Hippodrome.
Oh, baby, get off of my back.
Baby,
get off my back.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. Hound dear. What do we hear? Jay Blue, Get Off My Back. Lonnie Allen, You'll Never Change Me. Herbie Duncan, Hot Lips Baby. Bob Vidone and the Rhythm Rockers, Going My Way. Tiny Tim and the Tornadoes started it off with Gotta Find Someone.
Gotta.
Okay, we got one more news story. Tallahassee Dateline. Study shows kids cause parents to drink. So that's the cause of it all. Evidently, they're a research team down at the University of Florida State has come up with these findings that children who disruptive children cause their parents to drink more than non-disruptive children's parents drink.
Were you a disruptive child, Ham?
Yeah, I was a F up from the word go. But my mom didn't drink. My stepdad drank. I think he drank before he met me, though.
Maybe he had.
It escalated.
Other kids.
Yeah. Any good quotes here?
I didn't run across any.
Among parents of normal children, those who interacted with disruptive... Well, what they did was they took these parents and they made them interact with kids that they didn't know, right, to test them, 5 to 12-year-olds. And
like nice kids and
all different kinds
different
of kids
ranges.
and the people that had to interact with unruly children ended up drinking one-third more than those who interacted with cooperative children. I don't know what they did. They just put them in a room with some booze and
a bar and a kid
and wired them up to some electrodes. All right, one last time through the pronouncements. So mark your calendars. There's all kinds of good stuff going on. Well, tonight over at the Court Tavern, El Brooch and the A-Bones. It's in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Maybe Skip Henderson will make a personal appearance. Next Friday night at Maxwell's in Hoboken, Joe Clay. September 7th, we'll remind you, is Go-Go-Rama, featuring the Hound, the A-Bones, the Vacant Lot, 35 dancing girls, scantily clad. It's right next door to a bar at Sideshows
by the Seashore.
Wild Girl.
Coney Island. Just a mere walk to the beach.
Hop, skip, jump, and completely scary subway ride away.
On the boardwalk.
It's right on the beach. It's beautiful. And next Saturday afternoon, 3 p.m., right?
Yeah, we'll be doing it.
You can be part of the Hound Show.
Taking it to the streets.
We have dancing girls, booze, special guests, stupid old records. It's going to be like a dance, like a hop, a hangover hop.
Exactly.
The Hound's hangover hop.
That's what it's called.
And you're invited. Everybody.
All my friends. Drinks for all my friends.
We got dog styles, cassettes to give away. We got all kinds of trash to give away. We're going to have fun.
So come on down.
And if we have enough fun, maybe we'll get thrown off the radio forever. All right, we got a few.
Oh, wait, you got Lori's band is playing next week, right?
Oh, Lori's band is, forgot their name.
Crave
are playing at the Marquee next Saturday night.
With two other bands. And she has a band coming up on her show.
Six and Violence.
That's it.
6 o'clock. Lori's.
Six and Violence at six.
Okay, so we got a few more minutes left and a few more records to play about Cleveland.
Beautiful how that works out.
Cleveland Crochet.
Jagger Bee, Jagger Bee.
recording.
Hello again. I found a way to cook.
Take two.
I found a way to cook extra. Come on over and try my crispy. It's entirely different, and yet it's just as tender and tasty. No, yet it's just as finger-licking good. I know. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that real crispy crust that some folks like. And it's just as tender and juicy, and I'll get it now. Chicken deep down and get that crusty, real crispy chick crust. Yeah, yet it's entirely different. No.
This will be Wild Lines 30, take one.
And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Start again.
He said, cut it. And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. Yet tender and juicy. Start it. Okay.
Take two.
Well,
if you
read
it.
Okay,
we're recording.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe.
Take.
Once more.
It's entirely different. It's entirely different. Whatever, but now you have yourself. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Let me get that scratched off of there and quit looking at it.
Quiet, please.
A real crusty, real what kind of damn crispy crust. It's really different. Two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe and my new extra crisp.
Crispy.
New extra crispy. I thought I said that. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. It's entirely different. Get every bit of finger licking good. No, every bit of finger licking good. You see?
Back in the day.
jungle.
All right, that just about wraps it up. That was Bo Diddley cracking up through the five stars, picking on the wrong chicken. Richard Barrett and the Chantels, Summer's Love. Jimmy Stewart, Rock on the Moon. We open up with Cleveland Crochet and Sugar Bee. That's it. Laureus is up next with Six and Violence. Thank you, Denois.
My pleasure, the hound. Thank you.
Next week, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, come down, 169 Avenue A in Manhattan. We'll be doing the show live. It's the Hound's Hangover Hop. Come down, get drunk, be stupid. Watch what may very well be our very last show.
See you there.
Laureus is up next. WFMU, East Orange.
It is aeroplane glue. Oh, one whiff, man. And
isn't it true that sniffing glue can damage your liver and kidneys?
Cool it, kid. Look here. Amphetamines, bennies, dexies, meth.
They say amphetamines can cause something like schizophrenia.
Schizophrenia. In most cases, it does not last. Cool it, kid. Now for the Barbs. Neato, nice, easy downers.
Withdrawal from barbiturates can cause convulsions.
Will you convulse yourself out of here? Grass. Anything wrong with pot?
They're not sure yet. They just started studying about it.
Worry wart. Dig, everybody. LSD.
Bad trips and a chance of chromosome damage.
How do you know you got chromosome?
Everything you got there can hurt you, can't it?
Sure, kid. Why do you think they call it dope?
Nah.
Hey, where's everybody going?